Police states aren't a joke. Hundreds of millions of people have been killed by government in the last 100 years. The police state is about robbing you and your family. The police state is about setting up a control grid so that the system can literally render you down to the level of feudal serfs and slaves. But if the people can be awakened to this threat and can understand how they're being controlled and manipulated, we can defeat this system and restore our constitutional republic. We are not revolutionaries. We are restorationists. We want to restore the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and our republic for which it stands. We want to defeat and overturn the global governance structure that is using false flag terror, staged events as a pretext to go after the American people. And a similar system is being used worldwide against populations. Each and every one of you watching today is an integral part. The actions and the decisions you make on whether you join this fight against the New World Order or whether you sit on your ass are absolutely vital to the future of the species. Individuals die, but our species goes on. And if you don't have an instinctive understanding of that, and if you're not threatened by the type of oppression that is unfolding in our society, you are asleep. You are blind. And I tell you now, this is the time to awaken to the New World Order. What's happening today is real and is a threat to every free-born person on this planet. Your water is being poisoned. Your food is being poisoned. Your air is being poisoned. A planetary dictatorial world government is openly being formed. And the goal of that world government is the establishment of a global kill grid to murder the majority of the world population. We know the government's staging terror attacks. We have the executive orders. We have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. We have Rex 84. We have the Military Commissions Act. We have the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program documents. And Police State 4, the rise of FEMA, is a powerful salvo of truth against the mountain of lies that is the New World Order. All your friends and family that have heard about death camps, concentration camps, FEMA camps, who've been in denial, who've been lied to by the mainstream media, can watch this film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, and learn the truth. They can see the facts. They can check it for themselves and discover the truth.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizen can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense. The prospect of domination of the nation's troubles by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded. We must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite. We cannot mortgage the material assets of our grandchildren without risking the loss also of their political and spiritual heritage.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have Jane Graham's affidavit. We've interviewed the former foreman of the Oklahoma City Grand Jury. We've interviewed police officers. We have a very clear picture of what happened that day. A very clear picture. And in fact, Jane, if memory serves, I've interviewed her in years. I remember that she even saw some of the people that she saw working in the building planting gray sticks of butter with wires, who had federal passes as maintenance people, on some of the news footage. And I've talked to other witnesses that said they saw those men in there. And then on the news after the bomb had gone off, they'd say, well, that's him. Well, that's him. John Doe number two, Iraqis involved, all protected by the U.S. government. Jane Graham is a ninth floor survivor of the Murrow Federal Building bombing in Oklahoma City in 95. She's made a video affidavit after she watched the video cover up in Oklahoma. In that video, she recognized seeing two men who were caught on camera walking hurriedly away from the building after the bombing, holding walkie-talkies. She says that she had noticed these men in the building prior to the bombing wearing General Services Administration maintenance uniforms, that she did not recognize GSA employees. And we have her affidavit up on Infowars.com. Now, there's a new article out by Red Dirt Report, a great outfit out of Oklahoma, and it boils down. Again, she's one of scores of survivors and witnesses that basically tell the same story. Okay? And now you have Terry Nichols saying in a sworn federal affidavit that McVeigh was a black op operator. You have McVeigh separately saying one day it'll come out the government did this. The ATF, 30 seconds after the bombing in full bomb gear, telling medics, patch me up, I was on the ninth floor. She was on the ninth floor. It was almost completely destroyed. Asinine. While Oklahoma and the rest of the world respectfully remember the 168 people who died in the bombing of the Albert P. Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City, one survivor of April 1995 blast, Jane Graham, wants her questions about what really happened that day answered once and for all. Graham, a native of Chicago, was working for HUD office on the ninth floor of the Murrow Building that morning, told Red Dirt Report that there were a lot of strange things going on in the weeks leading up to the bombing, things that she shared numerous times with federal agents, things she felt were ignored. This including the presence of maintenance workers she did not recognize, military people in the parking garage, and more unusual activity. But one of the key figures, the bomber himself, Tim McVeigh, was spotted in the federal building on a number of occasions, and by multiple witnesses, I would add. It was a couple of weeks before the bombing. I had seen McVeigh in the building prior to the bombing around the first week of April. Graham said, rode up the elevator while she was heading to her office on that morning. And we have the former head of Air Force Weapons Development saying the building was blown out, not in. And you have the seismographs and the blast points. I mean, it just goes on and on. Hoppy Heidelberg, the grand juror foreman, being threatened by the FBI and cops being killed who spoke out. I mean, it's unbelievable. And I'm going to have her back up in the next few weeks for a full hour. She's very gracious, but I hate to even cover this without going over all the evidence. Let me just read a few more lines and we're going to her. She said McVeigh was in military fatigues. I looked at him and said, hi, and he simply looked straight ahead. He got off the sixth floor. I turned to someone else in the elevator and said, well, he's certainly not very friendly. Another time, Graham said, he was in the elevator again and got off on the ninth floor where the Secret Service and BATF offices were located. Another unusual event, Graham recalled, was on Friday, April 14, 1995. She had parked in the Murrow parking garage, and she noticed three men standing together on the south side of the parking area. One of the men was holding what looked like floor plans. She said at first she thought about the recent phone problems that had been plaguing the building and problems with gas fumes in the area. I watched them carefully, Graham said. They were standing behind a green light station wagon, like an old country squire wagon. It was filthy, and I couldn't see the plate on it. As she watched the three men, one of whom was wearing dark clothing and two wearing short sleeves and jeans, one of the men held a stack or a roll of what appeared to be telephone wire. And then we'll have her finish up with what she was told, and she talked to other people, military personnel, people that said they were FBI, people she'd not seen before. It just goes on and on. People approached her, identified themselves as the FBI, wanted to know about the men. I mean, it just goes on and on. And Jane Graham on record's been all over national TV. She was up there on the ninth floor. She's one of the survivors. And Jane Graham, we appreciate your courage, and you're speaking out again, and it's good to have you on with us.
Thank you very much for having me. Yes, go ahead.
No. I mean, you go ahead. Millions are listening. Tell folks what really happened.
Well, I think you've covered a lot of it, but going back to, I'll try and keep it, the most important part was the Friday before when I saw the men down below. I was asked about the three men, and I did tell them that they wanted to know what I thought they were. And I said, well, I would take the man in charge, being a surveyor and military. I said that was the first two things that came to my mind when I saw them. And they had, and I gave them a visualizing the size of the plans that I watched them, which they were holding up, and I was told that that is exactly the size of plans that plans are when they are, in fact, drawings of the building and the garage area. And the one, the third gentleman was tall, very, very nice-looking man, dark hair. His hair came right to his collar. He had very dark eyes, dark hair. He wore a black cowboy hat with a silver trim on the hat, and he had black jeans, black boots, black shirt. And I really got a good look at him. He turned away from me and went to the north wall and was having a cigarette, and he did not want me to watch him.
And, of course, we now know, I mean, you saw him on the news, Andreas Stossmeyer,
yes,
the son of a top SS general, is an admitted black ops commander for German and U.S. intelligence, and was at Elohim City being run by the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yes, and he that was who I identified later on. I also identified one of the men when I was finally shown some pictures, not by the FBI, not by the police, but through a private investigator who was giving me, and I identified Gary Hunt as one of the gentlemen that I saw in the building the day before and the morning of the bombing, with another man who was about 5'8", light brownish blonde hair, very poor, very, very bad complected. When they both came out of the stairwell, they looked directly at me, and then they bent their heads down and turned around the corner to go around the hallway past GSA, because that is an outside door there to the outside of the building on the the west end of the building. So I was very much aware of them, and then I was going to go upstairs, and I thought it was odd that they came down the stairwell, and as I said, they were going quite quickly, and I was talking to somebody else about the fact that I had seen some maintenance men, you know, some outside maintenance men. And it wasn't just right after that, when I was waiting at the elevator, a gentleman came up to me and said he was talking to some others, and he said, I'm from the FBI, and someone told me that you have seen two maintenance men. And I said, no, I said, I didn't. And of course, at that time, I was thinking whether they were talking about the elevator, which we'd had a problem with, or the phone company. And it wasn't registering to me at all about associating them with the two GSA dressed maintenance men. And it was only later on, after I saw a video and saw the two of those men, I realized this is the men that they were referring to, who somebody obviously had told them. I assume it was the men that I passed, that I had seen them. So that, I think, and that in itself probably saved my life at that point, because Terry Yakey had seen so much and he was killed. A lot of people were murdered because of what they saw or what they wrote or what they did.
Here, the grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Cop of the year that year. He went in, local Oklahoma City cop, saved a bunch of people, and the last person he talked to was his partner. He'd hidden evidence of it being an inside job in a storage locker outside town. He'd been told to get off the case by his superiors. And the last phone call to his partner said, "I'm being tailed by feds," and then he was found murdered and tortured.
That's right. That is correct. And I did go. I wrote a letter to Stephen Jones. I wrote a letter to the FBI. I wrote one to my doctor and another person, and I told them exactly what I saw. I gave them descriptions of the men. I gave them what they were wearing, everything I could about them and what had occurred. And I never did hear anything from anyone regarding from the FBI or the police about looking at pictures of anyone, trying to identify anyone. And I did talk to one attorney, and he said, "Well, I know the sketch artist, but the police, they're just really, really good. We'll get a sketch done." I said, "Fine." Never heard from him again after that. It just dropped. You know, that was the end of that discussion. I went with Debbie Nakanashi to Washington several times on this case. I met with one of the men who was on the attorney's staff there, you know, dealing with, I wanted information about, well, how does one deal with this as far as from the legal aspect of the government and for review and so forth. And he said, well, there were only like, I think, three men that, you know, deal with a lot of these issues, and that really, you know, there wasn't anything that they could do. And I tried to see the congressmen and senators from the state of Oklahoma. None of them would see me or talk to me. And the only person that would talk to me was James Traficant. And I did meet in his office. I met his assistant. And at that time, he had requested from GSA all of their files. And the FBI had come to him and told them that they wanted to go through all of the files that he had to white out various things that would be incriminating. And he told them they didn't have the authority to do that. And but he would give them one day, and they said, because he said they would not be able to do that. And his assistant told me that they had threatened James Traficant and said, "We will get you for this. You know, we're going to get you over there."
And it's now been declassified that the current attorney general, back at the time, was the deputy, and the memos have been released in his emails where he said, "We've got to have a full court press. This is like D-Day. We've got to get down to Oklahoma City. This is on the 16th, and cover this up, or it's over for us." And we can even pull those emails up. I've read them on air. And so that clearly shows they were going into congressman's office and saying, "You shut your mouth." There's so much to talk to you about, Jane Graham. Expanding on this, what about your run-ins with Tim McVeigh in the weeks before the Alfred B. Murrow Building was blown out from under you?
Yes, he was there. He was there a number of times going up. As I said, he went to the sixth floor. I think he even went to the fifth floor and certainly the ninth floor. He had gone up there. And I really thought that he was with the military units there and going in to report, or up on the ninth floor, they had ATF and other operations up there. And I thought, well, whatever he's doing, he's new and he's just, you know, reporting in to whatever he needed to do. And the comment I made about his not talking was the fact that every everybody in that building would always be very pleasant and always friendly and, hi, how are you? You know, regardless if you didn't know them, they spoke. And he absolutely would just look straight ahead, totally military. And also, one of the things most people do not know is that the bomb squad had parked across in the church parking lot that morning and had their dogs out. And one of the postal workers, a friend of mine that went with me to Washington several times, she had seen them out. She was told her job was threatened. She was told, do not discuss this with anybody. And she went to the union in regards to that issue and got that was taken care of relatively quickly. It was important because when I went up to the seventh floor, I ran into Trish Nix, who was killed in the bombing, and she said, have you seen the bomb squad? And I said, no, I haven't. And she said, well, they've been in the building. So I knew right then that there was something going on. And, of course, like I said earlier, in 2 weeks before that, when I was in the coffee shop, I was sitting at a booth, and right next to me on the other booth was another lady talking to a friend of hers, telling her that she had called a friend who worked at the FBI office at 5010 Place, and that to her, this friend had received a fax stating that there was going to be a bombing in the federal building, and I was very, and that not to, and she gave it to her supervisor, and he said, don't worry about it, we know about it already. And I was concerned because at that time, daughter-in-law had been working at Valley X, which is in 5010 Place, and I said, oh, my God, surely, when I came home, I said, surely someone is going to try and bomb 5010 Place. Of course, that's where FBI was. And I thought, all those people, you know, are there. They have nothing to do with the government. And
well, Jane, let me back you up on this, because some of this has come out in newspapers, but I have an employee whose dad was working in a federal building in Dallas. And they got that fax the day before that a federal building was going to be blown up. And then I know someone separately who was working in a federal building at the time on the West Coast who remembers those faxes coming in. And it's even come out in the news that there were some warnings. But you've got McVeigh in the building. You've got all these guys running around. Going back from some of your earlier video testimony, and I haven't seen it in years, but am I correct in saying you didn't just see wiring? You saw gray sticks of butter?
I didn't know what it was at the time. I saw it looked like putty, and I thought, I didn't know what it was until someone told me, oh, no, that's C4. That's what that looks like.
Now, who had the blocks of gray putty?
Those were the two. That was the man that was with the gentleman who was holding the plans in the building.
And so you're walking by these guys, and you've never seen these maintenance crews, but they're there with wires and gray putty.
No, not the two maintenance men.
This is separate.
These other three men were entirely different men. I would have bet money on the two being military, absolutely military. The other one, who I later identified, was Strassmeyer. But those three were different.
Okay, hold on. We've got a final segment. It's clear we're going to have to get you up again and really debrief you on all this. You've told the story, and it's been proven to be accurate, and you have other eyewitnesses, those that haven't died. And the big issue is they're replaying the same propaganda again. Who do you think's behind it?
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected Protect, a nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh homeopathic antiseptic nasal spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
You're listening to GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Survivor says feds involved in blast that killed 168 in 1995. And it's chilling. I was talking to Jane Graham during the break, and I said, do you see the same propaganda, Clinton, saying, I hope there doesn't have to be a terror attack to make the Tea Party shut up? Where do you see this going? And what she said was chilling. But finish up. So it was Strassmeyer and the other two guys in the garage you saw with the gray sticks of putty or butter. Specifically, where do you think this is all going? Who do you think from the evidence was behind this?
There are several things. First of all, the ATF that morning, and I think people need to understand, that morning before the bombing, there were two men dressed with ATF ray jackets on talking to a third gentleman outside in front of the Murrow building that morning. And I then found out you don't wear those unless there's something going down where they need to be recognizable immediately. That's the one. Strassmeyer and the other two gentlemen that were in the garage the Friday before, yes, what I saw them have, I was told that what they thought was the putty was in fact actually what was, I I gave a description of, and I was told that's C4. And what I am saying is that if anyone goes back in history, history repeats itself always, but governments have always, one of the things they have done, they go in and they take care of creating an incident, creating a bombing or whatever, in order to come back in and fix it so that whatever has happened, they've got a solution of how they're going to fix the problem, whether it be they're going to say, well, the terrorists did it. We now have to have additional protection. We need to have blame it on the militia. We need to blame it on we need to have a Patriot Act. We need gun control. What they've always got an agenda to take away rights. And to sell it to the public in mass as we're protecting you. We're the good guys. We're taking care of you. We're protecting you. And I'm saying that this was done. They can claim that they had no part in it because then they don't have any liability issues involved in it. And even though they were behind it and they, I imagine and feel very confident in that they did have McVeigh on their payroll. They did get Strassmeyer out of the country with his luggage, with everything. A straight shot through was told, I understand from others, they were, he's told, do not go through his luggage. Just give him a free pass to go back to Germany. There were other people who were involved and money that came from the Islam countries and involved, and so they could go from a very technical big organization and having other people do their work through FBI, CIA, and then say we don't know anything about it.
Absolutely, Jane.
Somebody else.
Jane, Oklahoma City bombing survivor. We're out of time. In closing, though. Are you concerned seeing the same buildup of propaganda claiming domestic groups are going to attack again?
Yes.
The government's doing unpopular things. They need to play the part of the victim again. I see pre-programming for another Oklahoma City. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think they will do something. I really believe if it's not a bombing, I think it's going to be something that will have to do with water supplies or germ warfare of some sort. But they're planning ahead to do something big in order to blame the militias, blame the Tea Parties, because the American public is getting fed up with having their rights taken away, being taxed to death, and government is controlling everything now.
Jane Graham, we're going to interview you again in the near future for a full hour.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Christopher Monckton is our guest, probably the leading crusader with the most accurate information of the last 15-plus years, fighting the Green New World Order, as the UN calls it, in its internal documents. Sir, flesh this out, because, I mean, walk through this world government they're setting up, these incredible documents that continue to get leaked and declassified and stolen by some that are being put out. I mean, really gives us a picture and lets us know there's no longer any denial. This is open global tyranny. And we now have the head of the Gaia movement over in England last week in the London Guardian calling for a global dictatorship, saying we can't have freedom. The people are, quote, too stupid. We must have rationing. I mean, these are open tyrants. Even Hitler and the communists and other despots were not this open, selling tyranny as if it's mother's milk.
That's a wonderful phrase, selling tyranny as if it's mother's milk. I must remember that one. That'll do well in speeches, I think. I think you're quite right. There is an extraordinary failure of will on the part of the peoples of formerly democratic nations like Britain, for instance, which now lives under the dictatorship of the European Commissars. And, of course, it's therefore very easy now for people like the leader of the Gaia movement to come out and say, we want dictatorship, because, of course, we've already got dictatorship in Europe. And we've already got cap and tax because, hey, we weren't asked about it. None of our legislators were asked about it. It was imposed by the European dictatorship. And we all had to salute and obey. And we had no say in the matter. Now, the great thing about the United States of America, and I'm speaking here in Washington, D.C., on Tax Day, is that the United States is different because it has a constitution. And the constitution at Article 1, Section 1, says this. It says, all legislative power herein granted shall be vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives, full point. Now, that means there is no dictatorship here for as long as the people of the United States are willing to keep themselves free. And that, I think, is the significance of the Tea Party movement, which came from nowhere a little over a year ago. The grassroots suddenly decided they were going to stand up and be counted. And I know that President Obama and the other world government wannabes are saying that this is astroturf that is paid for by fossil fuel industries or other wicked, evil capitalists who want to keep the world free and prosperous. But the fact is, this is a stirring of popular opinion, such as has probably not been seen in the United States since that day in 1773, when your forefathers decided to pour tea into Boston Harbor. Now, I've got a tip for you. Try pouring it into the teapot next time. It tastes better that way. But remember this also. The British tea tax was thousands of times cheaper than Obamacare and millions of times cheaper than what would happen to the United States if any part of the cap and tax regime now being wriggled and struggled through the Senate were actually to be passed.
And Obama is separately saying he's going to have the EPA enforce it regardless. That is open tyranny. And Club of Rome behind eco-fascist purge to criminalize climate skepticism, an article at prisonplanet.com, quoting Club of Rome members saying we should all be arrested if we criticize anthropogenic global warming. I mean, they are openly saying arrest us. They've called for your arrest previously, when in truth they're the ones that have been caught committing this fraud and these crimes, and you called for Al Gore to be arrested.
Yes, indeed. I think the real criminals, who are I call them the global warming profiteers, and in Al Gore's case the racketeers, where he is now ignoring the order of a high court judge in the United Kingdom that found 9 serious errors I should say in his mortgage sci-fi comedy horror movie, he deserves to go to jail.
Help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack.
Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is for men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life. It's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
A new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Coast to coast. Direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Ward Monckton, so much to go over here. I can't even keep track of it. Every day a new scandal. Every day it's proven that all their science is fraud, premeditatedly. And then this one, Financial Times of London. Global warming graph attacked by study. A key piece of evidence, climate change science, was slammed as exaggerated on Wednesday by UK's leading statistician in a vindication of claims that global warming skeptics have made for years, namely Lord Monckton, who first exposed the hockey stick. And now we know that man has been involved with Jones and others at the core group engaging in this what can only be called racketeering. So let's go over this and the countless other scandals that have come out, because it's positive this is all coming out, but it's almost like they're coming out too quick. We don't have time to take each one and get it out to the public.
It is quite extraordinary how in the last few months, since the Climategate emails were first revealed, there's been a kind of breaking of the logjam, and scientists who for years have been wanting to write papers saying what nonsense this is are now finding the courage to do so. It's very interesting, and this statistical report from the UK is very significant, because the UK has been the most true believing of all the sappy world governments on this issue, and so much so that in 2004, when the Russians under Vladimir Putin wanted to get a briefing for their Academy of Sciences on the global warming scare, it was the British government they asked to send a delegation to do the briefing. And Sir David King went across with those people. However, Dr. Ilarionov of the Russian Academy of Sciences, who is a formidable mind, is also very careful, and he got together half a dozen skeptics, one of whom told me the story of what happened. Sir David King began coming out with the usual string of lies about how the climate was doomed, etc., etc. Fact after fact was simply incorrect. And eventually, Professor Paul Reiter, who was one of those who'd been invited, the world expert on malaria, who says that global warming will not affect the spread of malaria pretty much at all, he went along and he stood up, looking. He said, it's no good, Sir David King. These facts are simply not right. And he began challenging Sir David King on his facts. David King was furious. He had never faced such a challenge before. He stormed out of the meeting, taking the British delegation with him, leaving the field entirely clear for the skeptics, who then gave a marvelous, thorough, comprehensive briefing to Dr. Ilarionov, who, in summing up that meeting, in just three pages of text, gives one of the best summaries of why global warming is not and can never be a global crisis that any National Academy of Sciences has ever delivered. But here's what happened next. Tony Blair met Vladimir Putin at one of these endless world government summits of the G8 or the G20 or the G77 or whichever piece of arithmetic you like. And he said, look, let's do a deal. If you agree to say that global warming is terrible and shut up your Academy of Sciences, get it to say the opposite of what it believes to be true, I will let you into the World Trade Organization with most favored nation status. That's what goes on. There's no truth behind any of this. And as you're quite right, it's now very, very difficult to keep up with the endless tide of information about how it's the sun and it's the sea and it's the clouds and, as we're about to discover from Iceland, it's also volcanoes that really dominate the climate.
Let me raise that. I have a Twitter question for you. It says, Lord Monckton, are they aware that the volcanic eruption in Iceland will decrease global temperatures?
Yes, they are aware of that because they know that if you get a really big eruption, it looks as though this one may come into that category. It's slightly early days, yeah, but if it carries on for a day or two more as it is, then yes, it will be a big one. Then that throws so much volcanic ash up. As you know, it shut down the whole of Europe and the Atlantic, and all flights in Britain are already grounded. So curiously, Reykjavik Airport, which is upwind of this, is still free for traffic. But when you get enough of that volcanic ash getting up into the atmosphere, it stops the sunlight reaching the ground. And that causes global cooling of around half a degree, sometimes even 1 degree Celsius, but only for 6 months to a year, because eventually, of course, the rain comes and the ash, which is heavier than the air, gradually falls back to the ground and provides very nice fertilizer for everybody's soil. Does no harm. And then the sunlight can get through much as usual again. However, what we did notice after the last really big eruption, which was Pinatubo in 1991, what then happened was that there was a temporary reduction in cloud cover following the year after that eruption and persisting for about a decade. And that, of course, caused an enormous increase in global temperature. So we may, paradoxically, as a result of this eruption, see a similar reduction in cloud cover again, and that will cause a temporary global warming that could be quite rapid. And, of course, this will allow the other side to blame it all on CO2.
But Lord Monckton, hold on. Couldn't we just pay Al Gore a couple billion and he would give us an indulgence and wave a magic wand and make the volcanoes not erupt? Because, I mean, after all, Danny Glover and then a U.N. official said that the earthquake in Haiti was caused by global warming, and now they're claiming the Chilean earthquake was caught. But so if we just pay them some money, will they stop the earthquakes?
Oh, just like that, yes. Al Gore has only to stretch out his hand and the entire world will stop spinning round. It will all fly off. No, I mean, of course, it's ridiculous. One knows perfectly well that global warming cannot possibly cause or have any connection with earthquakes. They are driven by a completely separate mechanism, a long way below the Earth's surface, wholly disconnected from the climate above. And it is simple rubbish to try to suggest otherwise. Of course, you've noticed it's the fashion now that every night, as the climate extremists said, oh, yes, that's what we would expect from global warming. So here's the thing. We expect earthquakes from global warming. We expect warming from global warming. We expect cooling from global warming. We expect floods from global warming. We expect droughts from global warming. Hang on a moment. All we're really saying is that whichever direction the climate changes in, they're going to blame it on global warming.
But that's my next point, Lord.
To do with global
Lord
warming
Monckton.
Or not.
Lord Monckton, interrupt you because we've got limited time and these facts are so key. We know they've been caught in fraud. We know they have an agenda to control our lives and become kings over us. We understand that. And the general public's beginning to understand that. But for me, going back years, it's just the asinine level. I can go look up the federal government numbers on polar bears, and they've gone from roughly 22,000 30 years ago in our area of the world, in North America, to over 50,000. And so when Al Gore says the polar bears are all dying, we know it's a lie. When they say in the Arctic, penguins are dying because they're drowning, we know they're an aquatic bird. I mean, the level of asinine lying, but the one I want you to talk about now, because we're showing video of this, both a 20-year time lapse and then this year's time lapse from satellites, we know the Arctic expanded, and this is admitted, by the greatest level in the last 30 years. That's admitted by NASA, and I'm showing a NASA satellite composite right now of it growing this year. And then I've seen the environmental phonies on the news saying it's not true that the ice caps are melting. I mean, they are denying that the sun comes up in the morning. They are outrageous liars.
It's extraordinary that on the polar bears, for instance, there were only 5,000 worldwide in the 1940s. Now, depending on which survey you read, there are 25,000 worldwide, and you've seen one that says there are 50,000 just in North America. The fact is that that's not the profile of a species in imminent threat of extinction, is it? Likewise, the penguins. And, of course, in the Antarctic, the sea ice has actually been growing for 30 years. And I was talking to one of these true-believing scientists about that the other day, and he said, oh, yes, but that's caused by katabatic winds coming down off the Arctic ice, off the Antarctic ice cap and freezing the sea. And, of course, yes, it is, because the Antarctic has been getting cooler over the last 30 years, as the records very plainly show, though you won't see that reported in the mainstream
media. But that's what I'm saying, Lord Monckton. It's the boldness. I've never seen total contempt for the public, and I guess some of the public really are dumb as a box of rocks, to tell them the Arctic and Antarctic are in danger of completely melting within the next 5 years, as Al Gore was just saying a few months ago at Copenhagen. I mean, it is an asinine fraud to tell school children that it's all melting when they know good and well it's getting bigger.
Well, just to go to the Arctic and give you the latest figures, the beginning of the spring ice melt in the Arctic began later this year than at any time since records began. That's the truth of the matter.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.